We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh. Down in the rinse cage.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean. Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes 100% of odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Shout outs to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I'm going to be rolling with you for the next 3 hours. This is a 4-hour show. It gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. So whether you're on the highway, a byway, you're in your house, you're relaxing, you're chilling, you're cooling, you're doing something else, thank you for tuning in. You get into the money. Thank you. I appreciate you. You can always listen to the show for free every minute, every second on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to people tuned in on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliates. We got folks listening on Sirius XM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. You don't got to even lift a finger. We've had a fun show so far. Thank you so much. Kennington Smith came through and joined us from The Athletic, talked all things Alabama football and SEC. Kalen DeBoer was introduced today, spoke to the media. Seems like a fun guy. People like him, not like Saban. We talked USA basketball. USA men are getting all warmed up and ready for the Olympics. They smashed Serbia 105-79. We talked about the MLB All-Star game from last night. And in 20 minutes from now, we're going to have a conversation with Jason Mackey from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Hickey, you found somebody fast, man. That was quick.
Hey, those thumbs, when you want it, they're work for you.
Yeah, that man found somebody fast. Well, I've been asking about Paul Skeens. I'm going to ask Jason Mackey if this guy has a pulse. Because he looks like an accountant. Looks like he enjoys bologna sandwiches, just bologna and bread. He has the personality of a cardboard box. But I'm sure he's fun, right? The guy's dating, what's this woman's name? Livy Dunn. Got to be fun. Has to be. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. And then right before the break, we also talked about Bill Belichick. Tom Pelissero says, yeah, Nick Saban is sitting around doing a lot of television right now. Bill Belichick, he ain't trying to sit around doing TV. This is just one stop for Bill Belichick as he wants to come back and coach next year. And I guess he has to wait for one of these hotshot coaches, or not a hotshot coach, but he has to wait for one of these coaches on a hot seat to get the boot. And Hickey and I talked about some of the teams that that could be. Hickey brought up some good ones. Hickey said, like, Jacksonville. Maybe Buffalo, he wakes up and says, hey, I want to get back at the Patriots. I said, Dallas Cowboys, maybe, if he wants to deal with Jerry Jones. You know, I mean, it's the Eagles. Nick Sirianni fails with the Eagles, and they just say, hey, get out of here. We don't want you. Howie Roseman is like, goodbye. We'll see. 855-212-4227. Or Bill Belichick could wake up next year at this time and still not have a coaching job. 855-212-4227. Todd is calling from Wisconsin. Todd, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. What's up?
Hey, JR. Man, first of all, I want to start. You are absolutely awesome. This is a tremendous show. Hickey is your sidekick is incredible. Getting to Belichick, I personally, you know, I'm a huge Packer fan. I just would think that the one fit for Belichick would be the Chicago Bears. I think it's set up perfectly for him. Eberlus, he's done. I just can't believe they brought him back this year. But I think it's beneficial for the Bears that they did bring him back. He will suck again this year. And I think Belichick is the man for that job.
You don't think with all the influx of talent and especially on the offensive side of the ball with Williams and Odunze, no confidence that they'll be able to, maybe compete for a wild card?
You know, it's a possibility. Wild card, you know, and I guess for the Bears, that's their Super Bowl because that's what it seems like it has to be. Like I said, being a huge Packer fan, I do love the Bears. It's one of the teams that, you know, the history of the Bears and everything, I love that team. And I do hate to see what happens to that team every year, year in, year out. But like I said, being a Packers fan, it also on the other side doesn't hurt me to see them lose every year. But if they want to get this stuff right, I think that's the way they need to go.
Hey, when you think about George Halas and the potential of Bill Belichick to coach the same team and maybe even break the record, that would be pretty amazing to see. Hey, Todd, thank you for calling from Wisconsin, man. You take it easy.
You're the man. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. Hickey, that would be cool, right? I could see Belichick in Chicago. That seems like more of a match, right?
It would be look, it would be another good spot. A lot of talent there. I mean, there's a lot of belief, right, or I guess an assumption that Caleb Williams will pan out how we think he will. So as long as Bill is okay with still a younger, we'll say, even in a year, you know, 1 year, an unproven QB, look, guy knows how to win, and there's been, you know, not a lot of winning in Chicago.
We're going to find out sooner than later. Well, I mean, over the next several months, before this year is up, we're going to know who and what Caleb Williams is at the NFL level. And all things considered, people expect him to be good. Do I think he's going to wake up and throw 30 touchdowns? No. But I think they're going to win, especially with all of the offensive talent. I only mentioned Rome Odunze, who they just drafted. They were also able to bring in DeAndre Swift. They got Keenan Allen, who's over from I want to call them San Diego every time. So damn bad. Los Angeles. Cole Kmet is still there. Like, Caleb Williams has weapons to work with. If he is not out there just turning the ball over, they should be good. At minimum, they should be average. 855-212-4227. An average for a rookie quarterback, the guy taking number one overall, hey, sign me up. Douglas calling from Ohio. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Hey, Douglas, you're live on the radio. Okay. Douglas had to make a bathroom run. John is here from Arkansas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what's up, JR?
What's going on?
Hey, just wanted to say real quick, I listened to you. I called a couple times. Real good show. Love it. But this guy that just said he's a Packers and a Bears fan? What?
So you heard me laughing at him. Here's a part, and I think I understand where he was coming from. He appreciates the Bears. He appreciates the history of the Bears. He also said he enjoys seeing the Bears lose. And so I can understand that. Like, you can respect the tradition and the history of a team, but then also still want to see him lose. I think that's where he was going. I don't think this guy was saying he likes the Lakers and the Clippers and the Yankees and the Mets. And no, I don't think he was Red Sox and Yankees. No, I think the man just appreciates football, and he said it very clearly. He likes to see the Bears lose, too.
All right. I'll accept that. But, you know, I know people who say they're, like, Chiefs fans and Broncos fans. That's not allowed, man.
Well, I mean, we can go on and on for teams that fans that are rivals. Look, fans are very fickle, John, as you know. And thank you for calling from Arkansas. Is there anything worse than let's think about the trifecta. Is there anything worse than a Yankees, Lakers, and a Cowboys fan? Like, I can pretty much assume you were maybe what? Probably no, not even. You could be from the 70s into the 80s into the 90s. You could be in the 90s because you think about the Dallas Cowboys and you can think 80s, think 90s, Yankees, think late 90s, Lakers, late 90s, 80s. Nothing worse than front running fans. But you know what? I can't knock a quote unquote casual fan. I can't. Like, find me, please find me a fan of both the Yankees and the Red Sox. Find them. Find that person for me. Is it possible? Hickey, is that possible?
KG says anything is possible. I bet you there's at least one person that roots for both. No doubt about it.
How could you be a Yankees and a Red Sox? How is that possible?
I'm sure they have one they favor more than the other, but hey, you know, as long as they're not playing, I want both to win.
Could somebody... That's like saying, is someone out here a Michigan and Ohio State fan? You can't do that.
I mean.
Can you? Can't do that. Impossible.
I think in this country, there's one of those in every city.
No. How? How do you like Michigan? Hickey, I was on the campus of the Ohio State University. They have M's crossed out in like street signs and textbooks.
Oh, yeah. Every single M. It's people take different, you know, levels of intensity. And there are some people, whether it's, you know, hey, my dad went here, my mom went there, or
so now
friends
I'm a fan
go
of both.
Here. I think there's definitely people that you'd be shocked to hear that are truly fans of both, even in the most bitter of rivals.
Well, Hickey, I root for all the New York teams. You know, I like the Yankees. I like the Mets. If the Yankees are playing the Mets, I hope the Yankees smash them. I like the Jets. I got no problem with the Giants, but if the Jets are playing the Giants, I hope they kill them. I like the Falcons. If the Falcons are playing the Jets, I hope the Jets whoop that ass. But it's just, like, realistic rivals? Just if you're casual. Like, I can't imagine. You said it exists, I guess, because it's two parents. A parent goes here, a parent goes there, maybe. I can understand if you are, what's the Kelsey's mama name? We don't need to know her name. It's not important, right?
Donna. Donna Kelsey.
Damn. You remember her name. How about that?
Well, it's thrown in our face, you know, every day. Donna. It feels like during football season.
I called her Kelsey, the Kelsey's mama. And you go, Donna.
Donna.
I would not have remembered her name for the life
of me. Today show, every interview, she's been around.
What is she? Well, because the two, well, obviously because the two sons, like, unless, and they're not, they weren't even necessarily rivals. I mean, outside of Super Bowl, unless you're that mother and you got to roll up wearing like a split jersey, like there's no other reason to root for these teams. I know the McCourty twins. I know their mom. I don't remember her, Hickey. You know their mama name? No.
Gotcha. No, not that one.
And the McCourty's mama. McCourt, shout outs to Jason and Dev. Great guys, excellent human beings. I love them. Like, unless you're that mama and you got a half Patriots jersey and a half Dolphins jersey or whatever the hell else Jason was playing at the time, reasonable. But no more this two teams split jersey rival stuff. Unless you're casual. Unless you really are not a true fan. Like, go ahead. Be a Clippers and a Lakers fan. Go for it. Be a White Sox and a Cub. Be a Michigan and Ohio State fan. Go for it. Just a casual fan. And on the other hand, I think we've reached the space of fandom where a lot of people aren't necessarily fans of teams. They're fans of individuals. I learned this a long time ago. My younger cousin told me, I said, oh, you like the Oklahoma City Thunder? He's like, no, I don't like the Oklahoma City Thunder. I like Russell Westbrook. And I had to go, oh, excuse me. So wherever Russell Westbrook goes, you're a fan of him. Oh, yeah, okay, I get it. That's news. Me, I just like the teams. I could give a damn about the names on the back. Just tell me about the front. 855-212-4227. Sean is here from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah. Hey, JR, I've called you a few times, man. I do love your show. You're awesome. But
thanks.
I'll tell you straight up, you don't even know how bad it is up here in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan with Green Bay Packer fans. It's nuts. They should be Lions fans. We're Michigan. They're Green Bay Packer fans. And I'm just like, So there's a hell of a rivalry up here between Lions and Packers in Upper Peninsula. Let's put it that way. When you go below the bridge, that's all Lions fans. But up here in Upper Peninsula, it's mostly Packer fans.
Well, I would imagine the majority. Well, thank you, Sean. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, it's only 4 hours away, so that's, I think they can get to Lambeau pretty quick, you know, when they go watch a game. But, yeah, it's crazy up here.
Reasonable. Well, thank you, Sean.
You're welcome, brother.
All right, no doubt about it. Yeah, I'm not going that far up. And Corey is here from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just want to put my two cents in here, and I argue about this with my friends and family constantly because I have a lot of people that are always telling me that they have two favorites or this is their favorite thing. They also have a favorite of another thing, and it drives me nuts because the definition of favorite is the single soul one that you like the most, so you can be a fan of multiple teams, but it can't be your favorite team. Your favorite team is one team, and you got to pick. If you can't pick, then you're a fan of no one. Thanks,
damn. Well, damn. Corey, what do you teach, English? Damn. Hickey, what is that guy's problem? He must be an English teacher. He's sitting around studying a dictionary? What's his problem? Damn. This man went to Merriam-Webster to make an argument about fandom. Is it that serious? I don't think so. You can have as many hey, listen to me, JR Wisdom. You can have as many favorite teams as you want. Me, I don't care. Have three favorite teams. Be a fan of the Royals, the White Sox, and the Tigers. Let all three be your favorite. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. And speaking of baseball, we're going to have a chat with Jason Mackey from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. I need to find out about Paul Skeens. I need to know if Skeens has a pulse. I need to know if he has a personality. I need to know how the All-Star game was. We'll talk to Jason Mackey on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We've talked about USA basketball, we talked about Kalen DeBoer, we talked about Belichick, the NFL. I got some questions that need some answers. We talked about the MLB All-Star Game. I got some questions about Paul Skeens. I have some questions about the experience out in Arlington and Dallas, the Metroplex. I got some questions about the rest of the season, hoping that this man can answer them. We're now being joined by Jason Mackey from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Jason, thank you for taking the time to join us.
Of course. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
No doubt. Well, first of all, how was the experience out in Arlington?
Not bad. They did a good job. It was fun covering Skeens and watching him pitch. That was my favorite part of it. But, yeah, these All-Star games are busy and crazy and fun and a lot of stuff to write and a lot of intrigue. Very much enjoy them. So it was an experience, and they did an excellent job as a host, as you would expect for Arlington.
Well, I'm going to ask you about Skeens in a second. Did you get a chance and help me? Maybe they changed the carpet. Is it still a pink carpet? Is it still pink?
For walking in, or what do you mean pink?
T-Mobile pink carpet with all the athletes, the All-Stars walking in?
Nope. I can very much confirm that the carpet was red. Okay. I was standing right on it as Shohei Ohtani walked in and Paul Skeens walked in and ended up tracking down Libby Dunn to talk a little bit about Pittsburgh and those guys getting acclimated to our city. So, yes, I was on the red carpet yesterday. Can confirm it is red.
Okay, no longer sponsored by that phone company then. Jason Mackey is joining us on the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. You talk about Paul Skeens. He was the guy that everybody wanted to see last night. We even got the matchup with Aaron Judge as he decided to hit the ball at third base. Is Paul Skeens a human being? He seems so relaxed, so chill. I'd have to imagine when the microphones are off and he's hanging out with his girlfriend, he's a goofball, right? He has to have a personality.
Paul is a great dude, and he's very much human, yes. I should ask him that on Friday, be like, are you human? But he's got a fun personality. He's a really, really, really good kid. I've known Paul from his time they drafted him, his very first start in affiliated ball. I've had a pretty good relationship with him. Think the world of him. But, yeah, I mean, get on the mound and he's a machine. And put him in settings like the All-Star game and he handles himself extremely well. I had a couple national people say to me, I can't believe how mature he is. He comes off as somebody 10 years older. And I would completely agree with that. And we in Pittsburgh see him, prepare a lot and how much he puts into studying the other team's lineup. I go back to spring training. You see a 22-year-old kid, not often a day he's not pitching. He's got a laptop out and like going through spreadsheets and scouting reports. It's just he's a very mature, very intentional kid. But yeah, he's got a fun side to him too.
And Jason Mackey is here with us from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. There's been a lot said about the games that he's been pulled from, throwing no hitters. Obviously, we all want to see him pitching for the next decade plus. What are your thoughts on what we might see the rest of the season? Are they going to hold the reins tight? Are we going to see him pitch through the year? Are they going to slow him down? What do you think?
So they went at this a specific way to try to avoid a shutdown like Strasburg in 2010. They started him extremely slow, started him in the minor leagues. I mean, he was like, two, three innings a start. And the goal, honestly, JR, is to keep him pitching the entire season. That's a win for the Pirates if that happens, because that means they're contending and they want to keep Skeens going. Though they need to have enough of a pitching staff to make that happen. They'll probably go to a six-man rotation, but that's the plan, is to keep him pitching. Now, if they lose and tumble out of contention, yeah, they'll probably shut him down. And they have been very conservative with him on pitch counts. And I understand why. I don't love them pulling him out of the no-hitter. People are going to have negative opinions about that, and I certainly get it. I hate the overall climate of baseball where you're pulling a guy out 99 pitches in the seventh inning. I mean, they hardly would be the only ones that did that. But, yeah, I mean, they're going to try to get all the way through with Paul.
Well, when you think about the team in whole, right now they're sitting at 500, 48-48. You think about the expansion of the playoffs. What are your thoughts on the Pirates as a whole actually ending up with one of those spots?
Yeah, I mean, I think they have a chance. You know, they've put themselves in a pretty cool spot with their starting pitching. And Mitch Keller, you've probably heard that name. Jared Jones, the other young guy along with Skeens. Even Bailey Falter has been really good for them. And their bullpen has gotten a lot better as the year has gone on. So, to me, if you're keeping the runs against total down, which they largely have, it gives them a chance. Now, the question I have with the Pirates is their offense. It's been too inconsistent, and that's why they've lost a lot of games. They haven't been able to score enough runs. So that's the big chatter, the big talking point here. Are they going to add to the offense? Are they going to bring in a bat? So, I mean, I think it's there. I think it's an opportunity that we haven't had a lot in Pittsburgh to see the Pirates playing meaningful baseball late in the season. That's what certainly Pirates fans want. They want the team to, you know, add a bat or two and try to make a push. So, yeah, I think it's certainly possible.
Jason Mackey is here with us, the JR Sport Re-Show, coast to coast. You know, I've been out to Pittsburgh. I love it. I've walked by, you know, the stadium when they've been in the doldrums, and the place is still filled with fans full of enthusiasm, and I have to go, man, these people are coming to be punished, but there's some real diehards. How has the attitude towards the team changed, if any, over the past month or so? Has the electricity jumped up just a little bit?
It's an awesome place to live and work, man. And I was born here. I've lived here for basically all of my life. I'm 40 years old. It's crazy. You know, people just want the Pirates to be good. That's all. They want them to be competitive. It's a great baseball market. Now, over the past 1 or 2 months, it's been an interesting place because the Pirates, for the longest time, they couldn't win or lose more than, you know, about two in a row. And so, you know, they'd win two and everybody's all excited saying, we're back, going to the playoffs, you know, and then they lose two and everybody freaks out and say, you know, fire everybody and sell the team. So, I mean, you're like very, very opposite ends of the spectrum. And I it's coming from a place of emotion. You want to see the team do well. And it has been unexplainable to a degree how they can look really, really good and then really, really bad the next day. And a lot of times that happens at the plate. So, I mean, yeah, you know, I think there's a recognition here, JR, of just what the Pirates have in front of them. People, you know, want to see them reach their potential. You know, if you could encapsulate the Pirates in one player if you look at O'Neill Cruz. Like, he's so exciting, so fun, can do so many freakish things, and then he does things that make you want to throw your remote control, too. So, I mean, that's kind of where the Pirates have been.
Yeah, it's well, I mean, for a team that's sitting at 500 right now, sounds plenty of reasonable. Jason Mackey is joining us from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. I know you're still on your way back from Dallas, Arlington, DFW.
I'm trying.
What does that mean?
So I flew into Atlanta today, and I was there for about 3.5 hours before they canceled my connecting flight, and then I just said the heck with it, and I got a flight tomorrow morning, so I'm gonna spend an extra night in Atlanta.
You're staying out here. Oh, you're my neighbor. Good for you.
We're neighbors. We're neighbors for a night.
You need a suggestion where to, like, lose money tonight? You need a suggestion?
I think I'm good on the money losing part. Okay. I've done my share. I think I'm just gonna I'm gonna grab some dinner, go to sleep, and make my flight in the morning. But maybe another.
I hear that, Jason. Hey, did Hickey someone steal his phone?
I guess, yeah, not only is he not going to spend money, he's not going to spend any more time with us. That's it.
Oh, man. What happened? Did a stripper kidnap him? He came to Atlanta. He got jacked by a stripper. Oh, my goodness.
Smart man hung up before he could incriminate himself.
Oh, Marco Belletti. Marco, did you just hear what happened?
You scared him, man. That's what that was.
I said, you want to lose money in Atlanta? And next thing you know, Jason just disappeared off the face of the earth.
He freaked out. He was like, you know what? I'm not dealing with this. The hell with you, JR. You're not getting me in trouble.
I thought my next question was going to be about Livy Dunn. Oh, here he is. Hey, Jason, what happened? I thought you got kidnapped by a stripper.
I can assure you that I did not. You invited me to Atlanta, and then it probably seemed like I hung up on you. I did not. I'm sorry.
Listen, that is a very Atlanta thing to do. People call me. They say, I'm here. What do you think I do? I go click, too, so don't worry about it. Anyway, you did say, speaking of Pittsburgh, forget the city that I live in, talking about Pittsburgh, you said you were talking to both Skeens and Livy Dunn about the city. How have they embraced the city? Have they been to, like, Primanti's yet? Are they sick of it? What's going on?
So, I think so. I think they've been to Primanti's. It was kind of a cool thing whenever Paul was selected to the All-Star game. Livy got, like, you know, balloons and Primanti sandwiches from Primanti's. I don't know if they actually ate them. I should ask. And
with her
review on the Primanti sandwiches.
With her shape, if she ate one, would she, like, live?
I don't know. That's a lot of miles on the treadmill to knock that off. I don't know. But I do love my Primanti. But no, in all seriousness, they both have genuinely loved it. And I was asking Livy about that on the red carpet. And, like, I'd like to think that Pittsburgh's a pretty respectful city. If we see people out, you know, you can, you know, give them their space, maybe acknowledge, wave, et cetera. But don't be an idiot. And we try not to be that. You know, Paul was out with Jared Jones at a concert, and people were kind of just respectful, hanging out with them. I mean, they're absolutely, you know, celebrities and then some here. You know, there was a picture of them on a boat cruising the Allegheny River with the Roberto Clemente Bridge in the background. Like, you know, he's living his best life in Pittsburgh. But yeah, they've found it extremely cool. Libby talked about that. Paul has talked about that a bunch. They're having the time of their lives and really enjoying themselves.
That's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. Well, listen, I'm going to let you get some rest, Jason. I wish you nothing but the best on your way from the wonderful airport we have here back up to Pittsburgh. And then we'll catch you on down the line to talk some more Skeens. Where can people follow you and all of your work with the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette?
All right. Post-Gazette.com will get you to our content, and then at JMackeyPG on Twitter. And thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure. I listen to you as a fan and honored to be on.
No, I appreciate the time. We'll be chatting it up real soon. Thank you so much to my main man, Jason Mackey. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Now, before we do, Marco, have you had the Primanti sandwich down in Pittsburgh?
Once. I did once. Very good.
Oh, my God.
Very good.
Man, I thought I was going to have a heart attack after that, man.
Let's say this. I got to go back because it's got to be 20 years ago. It did hit you hard, but it was really good. But I do have to go back because I feel like I got to taste it again. It's been too long. I kind of forgot how it tastes.
Hickey, are you familiar with this sandwich?
Had one on campus back at school, so very.
Oh, my God. They had one at Penn State?
Oh, yeah. That's actually one of the bars we went to, like, a ton. Very popular.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even know they had more than one. I thought there was just one spot.
Oh,
no. Pittsburgh. Yeah, I thought there was a couple in Pittsburgh. I didn't know they had
They're
it on
branching
campus.
Branching out.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
They have moved east.
Hmm.
Man. Because that sandwich, for anyone not familiar, it's like, what is it? It's like Texas toast and French fries. And mayonnaise. And what's the meat on there? What is it?
Well, I think you can get anything you want on it. But that was the thing that I liked because it was the coleslaw, but it wasn't mayonnaise. It was like an oil and vinegar coleslaw because I'm not a mayonnaise guy. So that's why I dug it. But I think you could put whatever you want, whether, you know, cheesesteak, roast beef, turkey.
Right,
like, you could put whatever the hell you want on it.
They make it in front of you. You know, the thing is on the other side. I felt like I walked out of there and I smelled like I worked there for like a week, okay? And I felt like it, too. That place is good. I may have to eat that once every 10 years if my body can handle it. It's good. But I would not advise you, Hickey, we talk about you can't be a fan of, like, two particular teams. You know there's somebody that is eating a Primanti sandwich every day. Somebody is.
I would agree. That's probably a Steelers and a Browns fan.
Somebody, and they're rich too, because what is that sandwich, like $15-16?
Not cheap. You're right.
Yeah, so that's like, what's the one down on Houston? Cats?
Oh, Cats Deli?
Cats Deli, yeah.
Is there somebody, I don't, no. Nobody goes to Cats. Is there one guy that goes to Cats every day? Probably, right?
Oh, damn, you're, yeah, 100%.
Oh, my God. Now, one sandwich is how much in there, $30?
Probably, at least, right?
Now, it's heavy pastrami. Like, they give you a lot of meat. That's a mountain of meat.
Nah.
I'm done on that, bro.
Nah. I had it once, and I think I got through half the sandwich. I can't, nah. One, it's too damn expensive. I'm spending $35, $40 for a sandwich, and two, like, you don't need that much pastrami in your life, never mind in one sandwich.
Yeah. You know, that was the place I'd go every bunch of years. I haven't been in a couple of years. Cats, okay, let's go to Cats. And I think I'm retired on that. I'm good. I think I've been enough in my life. I'll save my $30.
And you hit Primanti's, man, because that's where I need to go.
You know what? I need, the three of us, if we open up a sandwich place and just make it heavy, that we could make money like these places. Is that the key? We have to make food that will kill you and that you can only eat once every 3 years, but one guy can eat it every day and stay alive. That's what we need.
I feel like you'd mess up your client base, but apparently it works, so you might be onto something.
They got a place in Vegas. The Heart Attack. What is it? You know what I'm talking about?
No, it's called the Heart Attack. That's tremendous. Like, I think I'd go just for that.
The place...
They sell t-shirts. I survived the heart attack.
I would definitely go.
Yes. The place is called like the Heart Attack Grill or something like that. And when you go in, you can wear a nurse's gown, and they have a scale there as well. Marco, I'm not joking. I wish I was joking.
All right, yo, I'm good with the heart attack. I'm good with it. I don't need a gown. I don't need a scale. You know, like, you're going to fill me up with something that's going to repeat on me for a week, and I'm going to feel like I can't breathe and bloated for 3 weeks. I don't need to know what the scale says, and I'm not putting on a gown.
And it's something about if you go over the scale, you eat for free. I don't know. Or you get something.
All right,
the restaurant, the restaurant serves deliberately unhealthy junk food that is high in fat, sugar, and cholesterol, which if eaten frequently may increase the chance of a heart attack, hence the name. And so here's a terrible story. And the establishment is a hospital-themed restaurant. The nurses are waitresses. The doctors are waiters. They give prescriptions to the patients who happen to be the customers. The patients can wear hospital gowns and wristbands. Those who do not finish their food will receive a paddle spanking by one of the nurses. Okay. Now, that part I was not aware of. But what I do know is, there was a fellow who ate at the Heart Attack Grill every day. He ate there so much, they made him like the mascot, put him in commercials. And Marco Belletti, you want to know what happened to this man?
Dead?
Yes.
Where?
What do you mean where?
Where did it happen?
Oh, no. I don't think he died in the restaurant, bro. When Marco said dead and you said where, I'm like, where else would he? I don't, dead? Where did he die? I don't know.
You know, does he have like his little seat also as, you know?
They made a golden seat where he sat. I don't know.
Well, I think we're passing over. It seems a little risque too, like someone with the paddling. I feel like there's kind of a crossover here, not just the bad food. I feel like we're heading into like brothel territory.
It's Vegas.
I thought that's what you were going to tell me. Where'd he die? In the brothel right afterwards.
No. He didn't. No, he died due to the...
He died from the spanking?
No.
Couldn't handle the activity after the whole time.
No, I think he died from the burgers, okay? It was the burgers. Heart Attack Grill. The spankings are on the side. That man finished his food, okay? That man finished his food. You get a spanking if you don't finish your food.
Starts either with it or on the side. Is that
how it works? Oh, my God. Oh, man.
Take a burger, fry, spanky on the side.
It's Las Vegas. Come on now. What a place. Anyway, I would never go in that place. Although, listen, I'm the guy who's eaten 10-pound sandwiches once every couple of years. But not every day. Not every day. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I expect to be back on the other side of the break. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We got a top six list coming your way. Taking a look at some of the top rookies at the top of the hour.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got
you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. What an amazing guest we just had on. Thank you again to Jason Mackey from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette for joining us in the last break to talk about everything MLB All-Star related, specifically Paul Skenes, the newest star in Major League Baseball. And shout-outs to Jason. He's here in Atlanta with me as well. He's spending the night, not with me or not at my house. He's just, his plane got diverted, so he's here. Hickey, I should ask him out after the show, shouldn't I? Right? He needs to go to bed, though. He doesn't need to hang out with me.
I'll say, not great when you're talking about that and the phone, quote-unquote, accidentally drops. Right.
I shouldn't. Nah, his flight is early.
He didn't say, I assume, but he didn't say, you know.
We're going to find out. We'll find out.
He should be off till Friday, right? So if you got to, you know, stay out late tonight, maybe have Thursday's recovery day.
No. He got a plane. We'll figure it out in a break, okay, Hickey? We'll see you in a break.
It's only a short flight, but hey, you know. You're only in Atlanta once for a canceled flight.
Listen, Hickey, I'm trying to go to sleep tonight. By myself. Okay. By myself. Okay. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. What do we got here? At the top of the hour, we got a new top six list. Of course, because it's Wednesday, we're going to talk about the top six NFL rookies to watch in 2024. Why? Because the rookies are showing up to camp. The rookies are signing their contract. I'm going to tell you the top rookies that you need to pay attention to and why. Let's go to Nathan. Nathan is calling from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Nathan?
Hey, JR. I just wanted to, when you were talking about the Heart Attack Grill in Las Vegas.
Yes.
So the deal is if you're over 350 pounds, you get to eat free. And they cook everything in lard.
Oh, my God.
And it's the only place that will sell you Lucky Strike cigarettes unfiltered on top of it. And, yeah, if you don't eat your meal, yeah, either the nurses spank you for how many bites you had left.
Well, how do they know?
Oh, because they keep track. And then they figure out how many bites are left from your burger that you didn't finish.
They can look at a burger and go, there are six bites left. So you get six whoopings or spankings, 6 pounds.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep. If you look it up on YouTube, they're not light spankings either. They actually use a paddle. and they make you bend over on a bar, and yeah, they crack you good.
Now, is this is something that you have only seen on YouTube, or have you experienced this?
I haven't experienced it. I had a friend that went out there because he's about the same size as me, about 420-ish.
Oh, damn. You can go eat for free. But, I'm jealous. I got to pay for mine. I got to pay. How much is a burger?
Yeah. It all depends on what you get. So, like, if you get, like, a single burger, but it comes with a whole bunch of toppings.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, it's, like, $5 or $6.
Oh, that's cheap. Okay. In Vegas, that's cheap. That is cheap for Vegas. Okay.
Right. But they also had the heart attack one that you're thinking of. I believe it's 8 patties.
Excuse me?
12 slices of cheese.
What?
A whole bunch of pickles.
Oh, my. That's very American.
Lettuce, onion. Oh, my God. And I want to say 14 strips of bacon?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That'll put somebody.
Something crazy like that.
Yep. That'll put somebody in a hospital. It'll put them 6 feet under. Yep. Well, Nathan.
Oh, yeah.
You said and?
Yeah.
There's more? What's the more?
Okay. Oh.
No, okay. No, that's okay. I got to hit commercial. Nathan, don't ever go to that place, okay? Don't ever eat there. Don't do it.
Oh, I know.
All right. Good man. Good man. Well, thank you.
Thank you, JR.
My man, Nathan from Wisconsin. Oh, my God. Nikki, you can't. Nobody can eat that.
8 patties?
14 slices of bacon.
What?
8 patties is, that's 4 double, can I do math? That's 4 double cheeseburgers from McDonald's.
That seems, I mean.
If you think about it that way. Because there's no way you could put 8 patties. You gotta separate it. Nobody could put 8 patties in their mouth. Nobody.
You want to know what they call them? Look at the menu right now. What it's named?
The heart attack burger?
The quadruple bypass.
Yeah.
Right below it. Add 20 bacon slices for $3.93. Very cheap. My goodness.
You got to eat this with a knife and a fork. Oh, my God.
The hot dog is called the coronary dog.
And what is it, like a chili dog?
You can add 40 slices of bacon. I'm guessing this is what he's saying, the octuple bypass.
Oh, my God.
For $35.
It's amazing this place is still open.
Wow.
I thought the guy who died, I think his family sued. I could be wrong. We're going to find out about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the other side of the break, though. It's a top 6 list, top 6 NFL rookies you need to watch. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar powered, eco friendly, vegan leather wrapped, aromatherapy scented, disco ball equipped self driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars, and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.